The Master Key by Ramana Mani. The great leave the world a lot better than they found it. Bhagavan's method of self-enquiry has enriched the world spiritually as few others have. It would come in handy and break the deadlock in any human situation that presents a problem. Problems are their solution. Happiness or misery, good or bad, have no separate existence apart from him who perceives them. The seer or perceiver is the vital entity and not the seen or perceived. You can take any instance and this truth will apply. And Bhagavan would have us concentrate on the seer or I and ignore all else. Self-enquiry is direct, in contrast to traditional methods which are indirect. And these other methods cannot but lead eventually to self-enquiry and self-absorption. Bhagavan advises you to take the direct path and avoid losing precious time. Lord of himself, though not of lands, and having nothing, he hath all. As an ideal, this is all right, and many would readily subscribe to it. But what about the problems before realizing the ideal? Does everyone have the strength of conviction or feel the call of the Spirit? Even if one does, how many doubts and what amount of despair have to be surmounted? These are all problems for the general student of religion whose interest or insight is not deep. It would be useful to analyze these problems and see how Bhagavan's teaching resolves them. A vexatious question is that of religious denomination. Although all religious people are participants alike in the spiritual endeavor of the world, the overzealous followers of each religion are not prepared to accord an equal status to other faiths and would assert the superiority of their own. There has never been in practice much inter-religious harmony or understanding. Relations, friendly or otherwise, between peoples or even nations, have often been governed by religion as the sole criterion, and there is no real encouragement for comparative religion, though a few sporadic attempts are made. A harmless student of comparative religion who finds, say, some parallels between Krishna and Christ would very probably be shouted down by the Hindus as well as the Christians. The normal Christian could never concede divinity to anyone but Christ. This malady of inter-religious discord offers an excuse for the unbeliever who declares that there is no truth in any religion. From the standpoint of Bhagavan, there can be no such discord. The self has no religion. The self is the same for the Hindu and the Christian and everyone else. The question of superiority is so swiftly settled if one sticks to the self. There is no doubt that the multi-religious confusion is straightened out if we turn to Bhagavan. Apart from inter-religious problems, there are intra-religious problems too. Religion, in theory, whether it is theology, cosmology, or metaphysics, could cause confusion not only to the beginner but also to the advanced seeker. The reason is that contradictory conclusions are reached by theory. The reality of the world is asserted by some, it is stoutly denied by others. The identity of the self and God is taught by some, it is vehemently challenged by others. A mass of theory is there only to get one in a tangle. The problem is, which theory is correct? Or even for practice, which path is most efficacious? Karma, bhakti, yoga or jnana? The deeper we delve into theory, the more we flounder in doubts. Not
And often, dissatisfaction at the whole thing is the result. Theories are like Gratiano's reasons, as two grains of wheat hid in two bushels of chaff, you shall seek all day ere you find them, and when you have them, they are not worth the search. But then, Sri Ramana does not bind you to any theory. So no theoretical doubt will ever assail his followers. No theory is required to tell that one exists. The search into the one existing self will keep away searches or researches outside the self. Even as a start, this liberation from theory for liberation from samsara is a great thing. Apart from these questions, there is the fundamental one. What proof can you adduce for the existence of God or the validity of religion? In the modern age, religion should satisfy and convince. It cannot afford to assert and demand belief. The confrontation with materialistic fancies or the scientific method is no mean problem. Science can offer spectacular proof of its theories. Technology can give practical means of comfortable living. One cannot ignore the mental satisfaction and material comfort offered by science and its offshoot, technology. The value and impact of the science method demand recognition. It is obvious that religion must evolve and offer its own method of experimentation, utterly detached from dogma. Just such an experimental method is provided in self-inquiry. It is the most intense and intensely personal spiritual experimentation. One does not have to believe in anything except oneself. Even if someone believes that nothing exists, he still admits by implication that he exists. If non-existence were the truth, to whom should one tell it except oneself? If you cling to the self, all else will be transcended. The self exists all through. Thus, the method does away with the necessity for belief. Thus, though the goal reached is that of all religions, Sri Ramana's appeal is not in the name of religion. The removal of the label from religion is a great service. What is required is no formal adherence to any dogma, but an intense and sincere effort to search and find the truth. If this is done, we shall see the end of what Robert Burns condemns as religious pride in all the pomp of method and of art, when men display to congregation wide devotion's every grace except the heart. Bhagavan reveals the truth in all its purity. He has given the master key to the vast treasures of the spiritual world, which everyone is now free to discover and enjoy for himself.